This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It has been said that the first casualty of war is the truth. And one thing is for sure, we have seen so much propaganda coming out of the lying media over the past few days. First of all, I want to say that in absolutely no way is any of this okay. Neither is the human suffering that is happening on both sides. There are horrible acts being committed by both sides, and this is the nature of war. It would be naive of us to think that in the middle of war, one side's not going to retaliate or defend themselves or whatever the case may be. It is absolutely atrocious to watch this happening. What I will say is that I've been disgusted at the number of people who I'm witnessing warmongering right now, encouraging this, saying, you know, siding, picking a side, which is exactly what the orchestrators of war want you to do. They never want you to call for peace or de-escalation. They want you to pick a side and get behave like a vicious monster because that's what they are. And we've seen this. We've seen people tweeting about, you know, I mentioned a Jordan Peterson tweet that disappointed me, in which he said, get Netanyahu. I've mentioned the fact that in Sydney, Australia, we've got pro-Palestine supporters chanting, gas the Jews. Neither is okay. We should never be encouraging ending human life, especially not when there are so many holes in this story. Now, we're trying to establish contact with Shimon Janowitz. He's been on with me many times in the past. He's an engineer, and he's actually been in the nanotech war. He's been fighting very, very hard to get the truth out about this. He's actually one of the people that contacted me about, if you recall, some time ago, we aired footage of what appears to be fiber optic cables inside of people. But he's also in Israel. He's an Israeli living in Israel, and he has some interesting insight to share with us, but the team will let us know once we're able to get him on. I just want to say, you know, there are so many bits of footage that have come out of Israel via the mainstream propaganda machine that simply, I feel, cannot be trusted. For example, the building that we saw that was bombed apparently by the IDF looked very much like Building 7 as it collapsed. And if the team have got that footage, it would be good to air it right now. If not, we can go back to it after the break. We need to consider that the most heavily guarded area in the world was suddenly penetrated by some guys on motorbikes and a couple of trucks. How did they get through? And the fact that you've got Israel's Iron Dome, which is intercepting missiles mid-air, doesn't detect and can't stop a few people on parachutes coming through. A very interesting detail that has emerged as well is that allegedly the music festival that was held in where the people came through on the parachutes was moved to a different location only 2 days before it started. Apparently another site in southern Israel fell through and the new site featured a pair of stages, so that is very, very interesting detail. The other thing that needs to be considered is the lack of response to the alleged invasion. And so I think that's the team's airing the footage now of that building. There is better footage that I'll send through on the other side of this break that we can review. All very, very important. The other thing that's really got me up in a stink is the fact that we have people seemingly forgetting that the Israeli government, just like every other government in the world, waged bio warfare on their citizens through the COVID injections. I reported heavily on Israel during the rollout, talking about the fact that they were at one stage the most highly injected population with the highest deaths and the highest rates of COVID. So we're going to get into all of that and more, hopefully establish contact with Shimon Janowitz. And then later on, I've got Lieutenant Colonel Pete Chambers coming on from a U.S. perspective. Huge broadcast, don't go.
Where were you when humanity was fighting for its life? Where were you when the globalists were caught trafficking millions of children for sex slavery worldwide? Where were you when the New World Order was starting World War III with Russia? Well, I know where you are. You're watching and listening to InfoWars.com right now, and I salute you and thank you. And I want to encourage all of you who've been in this fight so long to realize we've reached the critical juncture in the battle now. And a key tool in that fight is the Great Awakening, defeating the globalists, and launching the next great renaissance. This is my second book, part two of the Great Reset in the War for the World. It's a longer book, a quite frankly more powerful book. And just like the last book went to number one, it is up to you to send us to number one right now. This is a cultural fight against the globalists, and it funds the InfoWar. Get signed or unsigned copies of The Great Awakening right now at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support, but this is a book everybody needs. Get your copy of The Great Awakening right now.
Shimon Janowitz live out of Israel. Very, very good insight from someone who's on the ground. The overwhelming response that I'm hearing from Israeli people is that they do not trust what is coming out of their own government. It is just impossible that there was such a breach of the advanced defense systems that Israel has. Of course, we have, Owen just mentioned it with his previous guest, the $6 billion that Biden just sent over to Iran, allegedly, you know, a hostage deal. And then you have Hamas thanking Iran for those funds. So are we going to talk about that, or are we just going to go with the mainstream media narrative? It never ceases to amaze me how, you know, the immediate response of people to just buy what they are told on the mainstream media, hook, line, and sinker, and then, of course, they go on to pick a side. I'm on the side of humanity. I'm on the side of stopping brutal killing of innocent people so that we can line the pockets of the warmongers and the military-industrial complex. When we get Shimon on soon, hopefully, what he's told me is that as far as he can gather, the Israeli army has given the invaders from Gaza at least 12 hours of head start doing nothing while the Hamas invaders went on uninterrupted shooting spree in the villages, towns, and roads close to the Gaza border. He's also spoken about the ultra high tech fence, and other manned and automatic intelligence and alert measures surrounding Gaza that were either ignored or worse, neutralized from within Israel. However, the most dumb measure of responding, this is from Shimon directly, to the barrage of rockets launched from Gaza went down completely unresponded. And it is, he says, my unproven thus far impression that there were forces within Israel operating prior to 6 a.m. invasion time who was tasked with furnishing uninterrupted passage to the invaders and even providing means of transportation for them to move quickly in, within and out, even carrying bodies and hostages back to Gaza in masses. I think that, here's the footage that I sent over to the team. Here we go. Here's the Wall Street Journal footage. Have a look at this. Does this not look like Building 7? And we're being told that this is the IDF responding. Look how swiftly they're taking care of business. And if anyone understands how buildings collapse when they're bombed like that or missiles hit them, they do not collapse in a stack from the bottom like that. So, I mean, everything should be questioned right now. And, you know, when you're assessing the New World Order, I think you have to look at the patterns of these people, the patterns of war propaganda. And Owen made a really good point in the last segment when he said, I'm not sharing this footage that's just flooding social media being accepted as fact right now. I'm not doing that because none of it's verified. a lot of the footage that's coming out is largely unverified. Just think back to the Russia-Ukraine situation. We were being told, oh, look what Russians are doing to Ukrainian soldiers, but actually it was Ukrainian soldiers. You know, look what the Russians are brutalizing the people, and that was false. We had footage of Russia allegedly leveling places in Ukraine, and it was old footage. You had footage from a video game being shared on the media as fact. So these things are absolutely crucial to consider. Now, the team should have one more video. I want to air that right now from Benjamin Netanyahu. Team, if you've got it, cue that up right now. I want to remind people who we're actually battling against here, so that they don't forget that the same people that waged war on us 3 years ago with COVID and the bioterrorism that was waged by the globalists on humanity through the poison shots, have we forgotten that every government did that to us? Have we forgotten what they subjected us to and bragged about it? Team, if you've got that clip, air it for me now, please.
We have five main things that we can drive now, human progress. Not only wealth and progress for Israel, but human progress. I'll give you one example so you'll see, because I don't want to bore you with detailed plans, but they are detailed in my mind. We came out of COVID first. I described that in my book, my conversations with Albert Bourla of Pfizer, and I persuaded him to give tiny Israel the necessary vaccines to get us out first from the COVID. And the reason I could do that is because we have a database. 98%, a medical database, 98% of our population has digitized medical records and little card. And anywhere you go in any hospital in Israel, north, south, doesn't make any difference. Boom, you punch it in and you know everything about this patient for the last 20 years. I said, we'll use that to tell you whether these vaccines, what do they do to people, not individual people, not with their individual identities, but statistically, what does it do to people with meningitis? What does it do to people with high blood pressure? What is it, you know, you want to know that. So Israel became, if you will, the lab for Pfizer. And that's how we did it. We got out that we gave the information to the world, not only, it's been published in medical magazines and so on. That's a database we have. I intend to bring on that base, database of medical, personal medical records for entire population, a genetic database, genomes, okay? Give me a saliva sample, volunteer. But I'm sure most people would do it. Maybe we'll pay them. Now we have a genetic record on a medical record of a robust population. It's got, you have to have diversified populations. We have people from 100 lands. This is a very powerful engine. Now let pharma companies, let medical companies, let them run algorithms on this database, okay? I'm telling you right away that I'll give preference for a few years to Israeli firms, but you can create, and then to the world, but you can create, a biotechnological industry that is unheard of right now. Unheard of.
All right, let's end it there. So let's look at some of the things that were said here. Israel became the lab for Pfizer. Have we forgotten that the Israeli government did this to their own people? Have we forgotten that every single government worldwide participated in this? To support any government right now is ludicrous. I don't care what side we're on. And we shouldn't be taking sides, because it seems we've forgotten that the ones who want to destroy us are pulling the strings behind every single one of these events. There is always a greater purpose in light of the greater goal, which is the Great Reset, which includes bankrupting you, which includes destroying your bodily autonomy. He also went to say that 20 years of digitized health records. He's created 20 years of digitized health records. He's led that with his buddies at Pfizer. And let's not also ignore the fact that he's saying, now they've got this database of genomes for all populations, 100 countries there. People from 100 lands. Dr. Francis Boyle was on earlier today. He spoke to me about the dangers in future of creating genetic bioweapons, ethnic-specific bioweapons. We've heard that even from Dr. Mike Eden. The data that they collected through, you know, How Bad Is My Batch, for example, when they saw that certain batches were harming people, certain batches were, they were released into, say, a red state, the harmful batches, and we're forgetting that Israel took part in this. What I'm trying to do, I'm not trying to demonize Israel here. I'm trying to remind people that our common enemy are the globalists and every single leader in government that has participated in the real war on humanity, which this war is part of now. It forms part of the greater war, which is against all of mankind. No country is exempt. The globalists do not love the Jews. They do not love the Palestinians. They do not love Americans. They do not love Australians. They love no one. They don't even know what love is. All they have is hatred and destruction in their hearts. And considering all of the things that don't add up about this particular story, I would say that they're behind this too. We'll be back right after this short break with Lieutenant Colonel Chambers. We're struggling to get Shimon on. I'll see you.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is the beauty of a live transmission, and we're dealing with three different countries. We've finally got Shimon Janowitz here live from Israel for the next few minutes before Lieutenant Colonel Chambers comes on with a U.S. military perspective. Shimon, thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Maria.
It's good to have you. Well, look, doing well, thank you. I just read the first part of the email that you sent me regarding your belief as an Israeli in Israel, and many others from that region share your sentiment that the Israeli government allowed, if not facilitated, this so-called invasion. We have about 8 minutes, Shimon, so if you can give us a brief rundown of what the general feel is from the Israeli population right now and why you believe this is happening.
Well, I guess that the Israeli population is divided, like they are on COVID and the injections and all the stuff that has been going on for the past 3.5 years. So some of the population, the more sober part, I guess, realize that this was a well-planned and orchestrated operation, while maybe the other part thinks that this was some kind of intelligence failure or some kind of innocent mistake, which it clearly wasn't.
Well, you're an engineer, Shimon. Is it possible that this was an engineering, an intelligence failure on the part of Israel with one of the most advanced defense systems in the world?
Totally impossible. And not only that, this comes exactly 50 years and a day. So it's the 50th jubilee of the Yom Kippur War of 1973, which, interestingly, had a very similar event, perhaps a surprise attack combined by the Egyptian and Syrian armies, although all the intelligence was there. Now, I'm past 50 years, so I was a young boy when that happened. The traumatic memory in Israeli public mind is still there from that miserable war. All the intelligence, all the information was there. It was simply ignored to facilitate the globalist agenda that wanted to allow the Egyptians and the Syrians to occupy some land for the purpose of some negotiations.
Right. Okay. So you've got the you've made a comment to me further down when we spoke and yesterday as well that the fingerprints of Henry Kissinger are all over this. Why do you believe that?
Well, we now know that Henry Kissinger and General Moshe Dayan was the defense minister of Israel at the time, under the puppet Prime Minister Golda Meir. They were the masterminds behind, and Anwar Sadat, the former Egyptian president. They carefully designed all this Yom Kippur War, and the purpose was to allow the enemy, Egypt in that case,
sorry, Shimon, you can try and stabilize your camera a little bit. It's really shaking a lot. It would be maybe a bit distracting for the audience.
Thank you.
Go. That's a bit better. Yes. Yeah, that's better. Thank you. Please go on.
So, the intention was to try to establish some peace agreement between Israel and Egypt then, and to give back the Sinai Peninsula to Egypt. Now, if public opinion is very strong against this, then what do you do? you create some kind of trauma in the public opinion, and then you prepare people's mindsets for the sacrifice that you require of them. As I think happened during COVID times, right, when they had all this mainstream media propaganda of a killer virus, all intended to prepare people to accept the jabs. So there is obviously something similar going on here. They want to prepare the mindset of people for some kind of a very problematic settlement arrangement or maybe a war. So they did this.
You said that to me yesterday that you believe that this is just an extension of essentially the terrorist attack that the globalists launched, you know, years ago now, but very obviously during the COVID times, and nothing's really changed. It's just that the location perhaps has, and the people that suffer. Tell me, Shimon, because you said there's also a threat of Hezbollah now in the region. What's happening in regards to that?
Let me just add, Maria, I forgot to say that just over 2 weeks prior to this attack, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu visited New York, and he met with Henry Kissinger. But he also met with Joe Biden, but that doesn't count, I think. Because the main meeting was with Henry Kissinger, who this year celebrated his 100th birthday. And I must say he's doing very well.
It may not matter if he met with Biden. Depends if Obama was in the room. But, yes, do go on. He's the oldest globalist alive, you said to me.
Henry Kissinger is the oldest globalist alive, and he was the mastermind of the Yom Kippur War. So I think my guess is that Netanyahu has been given his briefing and instructions to go back with to Israel to prepare for this mega event. Now, answering your question, so first of all, this is not the war. This is just some battle in a war that has been raging for 3.5 years now, which is called COVID or whatever you want to call it. And yeah, regarding Lebanon and Hezbollah, there is the concern that this could escalate and to the Lebanese border, and there is Hezbollah, another extreme Islamist force. And we, as citizens, right, or as conscious people, we clearly don't want that, but the globalists may want that, so this is the concern. We are now in a very tense and volatile waiting to see how this develops.
Oh, Shimon, I can't even imagine what it's like being in Israel or any country, really, knowing full well that the people that are telling you that this is, you know, we were breached or this was some sort of a failure on our part or an intelligence failure, knowing full well that it was very likely orchestrated, very likely allowed to happen to the people. I'm not sure if you caught it before. I played the clip of Netanyahu bragging about how, you know, Israel became the lab for Pfizer. I'm sure that you, as an Israeli, don't feel very nice about knowing that the Prime Minister has submitted you to be in a lab with Pfizer.
Not only has he submitted us to be in the lab with Pfizer, he made sure that Israel was the first country in the world to receive these precious and, as we know, highly toxic Pfizer injectables.
We're almost out of time today. I'm so sorry to cut you off here because I wish we had more time with you. But listen, our genuine prayers are with the people, all people affected. Please stay safe and please keep in touch with us. We want to know what's happening on the ground there. And I just hope you and all of your family are very, very safe. Thank you for your time today. Don't go anywhere.
Last year we put this book out, The Great Reset and the War for the World. It became a number one national bestseller. Now we put part two out, and it's even thicker and more powerful. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the second great renaissance. This is such a powerful book. It covers all the globalist plans, the latest developments, how to stop them, and then gives an alternate plan of the society we could build together. That's why it's the Great Awakening. The Great Awakening is happening right now. You can get signed or unsigned copies of the book at InfoWarsStore.com. This is a historic book. I want to thank you all for your support. This is next level information, and it's a great way to not just support the broadcast, but inform yourself to the next level and share the book with friends and family. So whether you want one copy or multiple copies, go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. This is going to go to number one. I want to thank you for your support. It's a powerful book. Get yours now.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Maria Z. Apologies, everyone, for the short segment there with Shimon Yanowitz straight out of Israel. We needed to get to Lieutenant Colonel Chambers, who will be joining us in just one moment. We will definitely get Shimon on. I'm planning on talking with him about some new discoveries that he has regarding the injections, which is what I usually interview him about, and we'll definitely touch on the geopolitical with him in that interview as well. So that will be up on Zoom. media.com and band.video in due course. Lieutenant Colonel Chambers should be with us now online to give us the U.S. military perspective, but he's the perfect person to speak on this as well because he served such a long time in the Middle East region. Lieutenant Colonel Chambers, thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome, and good to see you again, Maria.
It's great to see you. Look, I think that this is a very precarious time. I just spoke about President Vladimir Putin says that the creation of Palestinian state is a necessity. This is a very, very, I mean, this is a statement of biblical proportions. We're looking at potentially a lot of Christians are perceiving this as the Gog and Magog war. But I want to talk to you about the border. I want to, you know, Michael Yon was just on Info Wars this week discussing the fact that many, many, apart from the fact that we all know military age men are crossing the border a lot from the Middle East, what do you think could unfold here, Lieutenant Colonel Chambers?
Right. Well, in the fog of war and in the chaos that ensues, so, you know, back in the old days, they put smoke screens across the battlefield. Well, now the smoke screens are created by the information wars that take place. And, you know, you can use PSYOPs, which is a different form of information war, and you can use fear. Now the enemy, the cabal, uses fear. And so this fear that has been created, in my estimate, my understanding, look, Israel, this situation with Israel pertains directly to this border situation as that kind of smokescreen. But for them, it's not a smokescreen. Now it's the mainline effort. And when you see something like this take place with one of the most astute intelligence agencies in the world, unable to predict that this was about to happen, that doesn't make a lick of sense, as we say here in Texas. So we have to consider that, and that makes the red flags go up. That's when the flags go up, and you say, all right, this is not the Israel that we would expect to respond to something like this. Therefore, our flags go up here on the border.
And so now we're talking about, I mean, I didn't get the chance to send this through to the team before we started today, but we've actually had, pro-Palestine supporters here in Sydney, Australia, chanting in the streets, gas the Jews, which is abhorrent. And, you know, of course, as soon as propaganda comes out from the lying media, people go and pick a side. It's what I started this segment talking about, and it's exactly what they want you to do. But, you know, what are the, we're talking, Shimon just alluded to the fact that Hezbollah is a very real threat and Lebanon may come in and, you know, use this opportunity. What about in the United States? You've just had an EBS test. You've had all these people flooding the border. What are the chances of this type of escalation there as tensions increase in the Middle East?
Right. So I'll paint the picture here for the past 20 years and especially for me over the past several years working on the border, paying attention to national security issues, cells inside this country and for different things. But before I do that, I want to clarify something with this. When people start getting emotional and start picking sides, the cooler heads have to prevail. We have to talk facts because we got to dispel these rumors of fear and stop these. Because these things are what are separating and dividing us, you know, divided we fall kind of thing. So that's number one. So what we're looking at here is Hezbollah and Hamas both are operating in this country. They have been for the past several years. I speak regularly with Todd Bensman, who's a senior fellow at the Center for Immigration Studies, very astute gentleman when it comes to this. And he writes a lot of stuff. And he has things go back 10 years on this particular infiltration, if you will. So let's just consider Hezbollah at this time. So there's a unit 910 that is the it's the external security organization. So think of them kind of like they're doing intelligence operations, which is gathering information and within our borders. They've been doing it for a long time. Coming across several of them have been rolled up coming across our southern border over the past 10 years. So when we get down to the story, what they're really doing, those particular individuals were not rolled up for a pre-9/11 or a pre-terrorist attack, but they're preparing the battlefield for those next cells to come in. That's where we're at now. So they also function as a money gathering institution as well, kind of like the mafia, leaning on people in the local communities that are of Lebanese or Muslim descent. So you have that combination of what those ESOs do, those external security organizations do. Now we look at Venezuela and the tie to Hezbollah, and that's what I'm going to deal with right now because that's closest to my canoe. I use that term. And Hezbollah is Iran, Shia Muslims from Iran that were Ayatollah Khomeini's disciples, if you will. And so that those people operate out of Lebanon. But there is a close tie to Hezbollah with Venezuela. So Venezuela's in upheaval the last 10 years or so. Now we see regularly on my border, on this border, hundreds of countries coming across, and the predominant Muslim nation countries that have come across now are Venezuelan, but not Muslim country, but the ties to Muslim countries of terrorist organizations, Venezuela, straight up. Lots of folks just come out of jail down there. They were released from prison. And that is, so right now, within the past month or so, I know of at least the numbers right around 10,000 have come across the southern border. And that is Venezuela.
Well, your information matches exactly what Michael Yon's reported. You're both doing tremendous work on the border, and we're so grateful for you. What does this mean for the United States, considering all these people with terrorist ties are just flooding in? Are they preparing for something?
Yeah, well, we have to think that way, because if they're bringing in people that are not just collectors on the street, not just information or intelligence collectors, but we're bringing in people of nefarious character and nature and more violent, extreme type characters, then I have to go there. I have to go there. I cannot do anything but think that. I don't have anything particular. If I did, I would probably get it to the right sources, but I have not run across anything particular of any elements like that inside. I know they're here. I just don't have anything that I can pinpoint.
Well, we appreciate that insight, and also dispelling the fear, because, this isn't about telling everyone that we're at imminent threat, but it's also at the point is to always be aware that you're at imminent threat, because we are at war. We have been at war for some time, just because we can't physically see it, like the people in Israel and Palestine right now, or the people in Russia and Ukraine, doesn't mean it's not happening. On the other side of the break, I want to get into some of the other developments, inside the United States with you, Lieutenant Colonel Chambers. Maybe you can verify for me. I just heard word that there is Texas is making efforts to ensure that mandates can never come back. There are some very positive things happening. Do you think that Texas is going to be really the shining light for the rest of the country?
Texas is the shining light from my standpoint, because I'm here, but also I'm seeing some wins. We had our attorney general that just came out of so-called, sabbatical, because he was being investigated. He's out. He's swinging now. He's swinging on some information that Michael Yon and Ann Vandersteel and myself were able to reveal over there with this big 40 square mile property for illegals to be housed. So those things are happening. He's coming out. He's squaring up for it. The fight, as well as the counter-mandate fight, which is amazing news here. But remember this, for the United States, Texas is the first domino over the flyover states, the center states, not the East Coast or West Coast, the conservative strongholds. Texas is that first domino, and it cannot fall.
Absolutely agree with you, having visited Texas myself and seeing what you're saying firsthand. I couldn't agree with you more. Stay with us. We'll be back on the other side of the break with Lieutenant Colonel Chambers for his closing comments and analysis, and share this broadcast everywhere. You're not getting this anywhere.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We are living in times of biblical proportions. People, Russian President Vladimir Putin says creation of Palestinian state is necessary. Meanwhile, breaking news, Joe Biden has said, issued a warning to other powers, quote, thinking of taking advantage of the situation, end quote. And he says, quote, I have one word, don't, end quote. So, very, very interesting developments right now with Lieutenant Colonel Pete Chambers live. Lieutenant Colonel Chambers, I want to ask you, Biden is, you know, breaking his word right now, talking about, you know, building the wall now. Do you think that the United States may rethink the O'Biden administration may rethink its position on this wall considering this threat, or has it been planned all along? What do you think is going to happen now?
Right. So anytime I hear anything about Joe Biden, first of all, I have to consider what's going on in the shadows behind the background of this next smokescreen that he's putting up. So we have to watch out. So be on the lookout for the next laptop or the next, you know, child trafficking story that's linked to the cabal in D.C. I'm telling you right now, that's what this is. This is all just smokescreen. There will be probably some panels put up on the border with the new fence that he's now decided to do. But it's going to be an optic once again, and it's a shell game. And just remember, keep your eyes focused on the deeper subjects, the more meaningful. this thing is that's just an optic. Anytime he says anything about the border or any of them, and Mayorkas with EHS, optic.
Right, but of course the awareness is growing amongst the U.S. population as to how serious this border problem is. Are you seeing more people involved in actually putting a stop to this?
Right. At the local level, yes. The local action is what's doing it. It is the state. Actually, Governor Abbott is coming forward now with stronger words, but also action to go behind it. And DPS is conducting operations a little more hands-on. We had a fight on the border at Fronton, the island, which is in the Rio Grande Valley across from about the Roma area. If you look on a map, you'll see it. And so there's an island in the middle there where it was used as a stash island. Mexico was claiming it was theirs. The CDN, Cartel del Noreste, was running operations also with CJNJ and G, Jalisco cartel. Our guys went in there and said, first of all, we did a survey. The state of Texas did a survey, said, no, it's ours. It doesn't belong to either the federal government or the Mexican government. So Texas took a stand on that, and our guys went onto the island and took it back, and are now burning down all the foliage so they can't hide anymore on there. So that's what's happening.
Well, I'm very encouraged to hear that. I'm glad to hear that more people are taking action. Pathetic that the government of the day is doing nothing about it. But I'm glad to see that Abbott's taking some action. I want to ask you about people starting to and we're seeing it a lot on social media, encouraging Americans to arm up or even warning them to do so. Some pretty big heads saying it as well, not for the sake of a violent insurrection, as the media would claim, and no, these people do not need to be re-educated, Hillary, but for the sake of protecting themselves, do you think that there is a very real reason for people to consider that right now?
Well, in my state, that's the norm, and you know this. It's just the norm. That's how we live, and there's a lot of respect that takes place. When you take the weapons out of the legal citizens, lawful citizens' hands, then it's the bad guys that end up doing all the shooting. But yeah, I would say that in the appropriate locations, and I don't try to judge who is appropriate to own a weapon or not, but I definitely don't want to see it in downtown Chicago with a gang. That's just common sense. But the rest of it, yeah, we kept the Japanese, in their mind from wanting to step foot on American soil when they said behind every bush will be an American with a gun. There's a feeling across the world when I travel, I mean, Americans, oh, cowboys, America, you dang Skippy. And that's the way we need to keep that. So, yeah.
What else do you think that people need to know in light of the current tensions in the Middle East and everything really that's unfolding in the world? What are the immediate things to be aware of?
Yeah, so immediately, what I would continue to do is always be prepared for any type of false flag event while that is happening. Because once again, that's a big, big ticket item. And I feel for those people. I got it. I've taken care of people on combat fields that were the victims of war, and it's a terrible place to be. But we have to be careful that some false flag or some flag that actually triggers some sort of event, like a cyber attack, or when we had our alert the other day, a lot of people were worried about that. I think a different story on that. But honestly, we stay focused on our controllables, and I always say that stay on the things that you can control, and you'll be okay. You'll get through this. And there are enough of us now. Where I believe, and when I say us, the real white hats, the Americans that are doing things, or people in this world. I mean, you're a white hat. I mean, for that matter, it's not just Americans, but in my, where I live, that I believe that we're seeing a shift, and that's why the cabal is so on their heels, and that's why they're so afraid, and they should be afraid, because Nuremberg 2.0 will come. There will be retribution. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. But sometimes faith without works is dead, and we might have to be those hands.
I agree with your sentiments. I think that this new development about from coming out of Putin's mouth about the Palestinian state, and immediately Joe Biden warning those who are planning to take advantage of this situation. These are comments that need to be watched. Some people may feel like, you know, their newsfeed is full of this right now, but this is stuff that's impacting the whole world. We're no longer dealing with just local issues, although local action needs to happen. We're dealing with everything that happens anywhere in the world affects the rest of us, because this is the nature of the Great Reset and the New World Order. Everything is orchestrated to affect the whole world because they want one world government, one world religion, everyone in the same cities, you know, cutouts, synthetic humans that can be, you know, that are malleable and no longer think for themselves. And so this really is the war of humanity. Lieutenant Colonel Chambers, we've got a couple of minutes here left. I want to ask you about the difference between this war and watching, you know, I mean, you've been in physical war, obviously, and you've seen war propaganda, but the greater war of the Great Reset against the people, what are the main differences?
Right. And so when you prep the battlefield in kinetic warfare, when we say prep the battlefield, that looks like artillery going in. That looks like, remember the early phases of going into Iraq when you saw the jets flying in Iraq 1 and 2 and blowing up the highway of death and chasing them all off into the desert? That's what that looks like. That's prepping the battlefield. This preparation has taken 20 years, 100 years. It's a lot more nefarious. It's insidious, right? It's an insidious onset. And so that onset is like a slow-growing cancer that all of a sudden just, boom, appears, and you say, oh, my gosh, it's here now. So that's what that looks like, and that's why that's so hard to fight, because you think that everything's okay, and then it just pops up in your face. They take away your freedoms one at a time, and you just fall in line like a good lemming in a sheep when you really didn't know it was coming. So that's why this war onset is so now all of a sudden everybody's going, what's happening? I mean, family members are calling me, friends are calling me from around the country. What's going on? I didn't know this was, how did you not know? But this is going to wake up more people. It's okay. It's just, yeah, get on a program, folks.
Well, you know, one particular thing I've noticed, I'll share this observation with you, you know, the number of people that were, I thought, were awake, and you know, understood that the media lies to us, immediately jumping on one or the other side, you know, thinking that they have all the facts. I mean, this is literally a carbon copy. It's not, because there's different suffering and different people, but it's a carbon copy of the Russia-Ukraine campaign, is what I'm saying. The campaign is a carbon copy where all politicians are coming out, siding with one side. Immediately, we just have to support this. We're not going to ask any questions about this so-called invasion. Everyone just follow along. And, you know, the support for Israel is very widespread in the United States. That's why, and all over the world, that's why I played that clip earlier, to remind people these governments don't care about the people. It doesn't matter which country you're in. It's the same thing. Lieutenant Colonel Chambers, we're out of time today. We so appreciate, first of all, your service, everything you're doing on the border, and your time today. You can find more of his work at drpetechambers.com. I want to encourage everyone, I've ordered Alex's book, the autographed copy, as a fundraiser to support InfoWars. I want to encourage everyone to do the same. I guarantee you are not going to find up-to-date information like you have today on any other broadcast. That's why InfoWars is so important. I'm honored to be part of it. On to Owen Troyer. Thank you all, and God bless.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late?
rate. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.